Hello, hello, it's me, Matthew Moldavite, the Crusader Query Grand Reiki Master and Ascension Counselor, trained in 7 types of Reiki. Okay, so you guys have heard my recent podcast, and holy crap, has there been so much that's happened. I have fully surrendered all of my darkness to my light. I have fully embodied the light completely again, and let go of the darkness. I've packed up everything that was considered, you could say, more darker magic or witchcraft or practices, but at the same time, I also can feel deep in my soul that I'll be brought back into it 6 months later, so I'm not throwing anything out, because that's what it's like being in Aquarius and Scorpio Moon, you guys. I am consistently brought back and forth into the darker parts of our species, into those darker magics. It's happened my entire life. It's just something I have to deal with, being that I am who I am. Now, for now, I'm back on the path of light. Now, last time that I went fully back onto the path of light, they gave me about 5 months before I was brought back into the darkness again. So I'm hoping this time I get 6 months. I kind of noticed that every single time I'm given like an extra month. So that's exciting. But I've transmuted so much. I did a whole bunch of healing on my YouTube. I've posted a video about guided meditations I did for healing the heart chakra. I feel great. My energy is so high vibe right now, you guys. I found a dandelion. I'm going to make dandelion tea later to help me with some detoxing. I'm doing a 3-day cannabis cleanse at the moment. It's quite nice. I also wanted to just let you guys know that overall, I am doing phenomenal. My energy has shifted so much. I'm once again on the path of working with the goddess, Hecate, the triple goddess, Gaia, Mother Earth, Sophia. I'm getting back into my Wiccan and witchcraft roots that way. For 7 years, I was a Wiccan high priest, or priestess, because I'm the divine feminine. But it's really, really, really funny, because of the fact that, once again, wearing my goddess jewelry, wearing my pentacles instead of the pentagram, there is so much love that I feel. There is so much light and joy and peace and excitement. I'm once again proud. 222, as I say that, 2 minutes 22 seconds in for the recording. I'm once again proud to be someone that worships the goddess. After all, when it comes to twin flame connections, I'm the divine feminine, so it makes sense that I'd be the one that works with Sophia and the goddess more often. But I just want to let you guys know that little update and let you guys know that I am doing phenomenal. Now, another thing I want you to understand is that life is always shifting and changing. Good things come to those who wait and have patience. But right now on our planet, there is so much stuff going on that I think the best advice I can give to anyone at the moment who's going through struggles is this. I was where you are yesterday and the day before. I was in struggles. I had problems. I had issues going on in my life. But I overcame them. I overcame them damn fast. I rose up like a phoenix from the ashes. And if you're going through stuff too, just know it will get easier on you. You just gotta have a little patience. Trust in God. Trust in the universe. Trust in the goddess. Okay? Okay. Bye, everyone. Love you. I've been your host, Matthew Moldavite, Crystalline Aquarian, and 3 minutes, 32 seconds as I say that.